Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 19, 1804. Day 67 of the expedition. Camped at the head of a willow island after traveling 10¾ miles. The last 2 days were uneventful. The party found a stray dog that looked starved and gave it some meat, but couldn't get close to it. Captain Clark mentions that the men are still troubled with various tumors, which are difficult to heal. Today, Clark is startled by a boundless prairie.
After breakfast, which was on roasted ribs of a deer and a little coffee, I walked on shore intending only to keep up with the boat. Soon after I got on shore, saw some fresh elk sign, which I was induced to pursue those animals by their tracks to the hills. After ascending and passing through a narrow strip of woodland, I came suddenly into an open and boundless prairie. I say boundless because I could not see the extent of the plain in any direction. The timber appeared to be confined to the river creeks and small branches. This prairie was covered with grass about 18 inches or 2 feet high, and contained little of anything else. This prospect was so sudden and entertaining that I forgot the object of my pursuit and turned my attention to the variety, which presented themselves to my view. After continuing on this rise for some minutes, I determined to make my course to a line of woods to the southeast. I found in this wood a beautiful stream of running water. In pursuing it down, several others joined it, and at 3 miles fell into the river between two cliffs. I went up and under one cliff of dark, rich clay for a half a mile. Above this clay bank, which had slipped in, I found sandstone containing iron ore. This ore appears to be embedded under the clay just above the water. Captain William Clark, July 19, 1804.
The two streams Clark saw today were probably North Table Creek and South Table Creek, which reached the Missouri River at present-day Nebraska City, Otoe County, Nebraska. Otoe County is named after the Otoe tribe of Indians. Recently, an Otoe woman said that the 200th anniversary of the expedition should not be a celebration, but rather a memorial to the Indian tribe's reduced existence since the Lewis and Clark expedition. Tomorrow, mention of a large yellow wolf.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Narration by Hal Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published by the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.